that if you lay people off, each one of us, we're working 8 hours a day. Okay, let's all now work 5 hours a day. Pay us for 5 hours, but nobody gets laid off. A friend of mine runs a ministry. One day, he said, when they checked the ministry finances, they found they couldn't pay the people that they hired. So he called everybody to a meeting, explained to them, the only way I can retain everybody here is if they take lower pay. And I think everybody, or maybe minus one person, opted for the lower pay. Are you getting my point? Nobody is saying that somebody will go and manufacture money doesn't have. Nobody's saying that. You get my point? It's the spirit that matters. Later on, well, I can may I say it now. One of the things we must learn, all right, is it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be what? Wise. It said that in the summer, it lays up what? Food for the winter season, which you can't get food. One of the things you will learn, people think that, now laying up for tomorrow as an individual is against faith. But business is slightly different. It's not one person. He has your spirit, yes, quite all right. But you see, when God gives you an opportunity, let me explain what I'm going to say. Joseph, God gave him a vision. There's going to be 7 years of trouble following 7 years of intense prosperity. You get my point? So what did he do? He took from the 7 years of prosperity and then put it aside for the 7 years of trouble that he knew was coming. A lot of people don't know how to plan, and I think we should learn it. Let me give an example. If you hire staff, please have medical insurance. Otherwise, you're going to one day look like a wicked man. Do you get my point? Arrange medical insurance for your staff. Somebody is going to fall sick one day and won't come to work for 3 months. And you have a choice of two. Stop being the person and be the first wicked man of your family. Do you understand my point? In which somebody who doesn't have money needs the money, that's when you stop paying him. Or you continue paying and your business suffers because the person was working, was generating income. That is one. If you intend to build a big business, then you expect people to stay with you for a long time. Please have retirement plans. I'm not joking. It's as if you enlarge your heart. Stop thinking like you're not selling tomato and guguru. I'm not gathering you here so that for the next 20 years you'll be selling tomato and pepper, daily cycling of money. I expect to have great dreams and build great businesses. Is that here an amen? In the same, in that light, you have to make plans. Even one day they're going to retire. We will discuss it from the beginning. Oh boy. I paid this amount of money. We hope to take this percentage out from you, so we invest it. But this is what businesses do. You match that to give people as an incentive. You get my point? Maybe for every naira you put down, we'll put in 1 naira or we'll put 50 kobo. The whole thing is worked into your pay package. Do you get my point? It's not as if you are Father Christmas from somewhere. The money must come from somewhere. The whole thing has been worked out. The reason is that even if you don't discuss with the people, in your mind, like this one that they said that some people, you've served them for 20 years. When it's time to settle the people, they now drive them away. I say, that's real foolishness. You shouldn't let that happen. The day the man starts serving you, you're not paying him a salary, start putting money aside towards the settlement. Create a special arm of the business that's meant to generate money for settlement purposes. Do you follow what I'm going to say? So that's the kind of thing I'm saying. If that, in the times of prosperity, people shouldn't just whack everything up like that. And that's why it's good. One of the ways to invest money is to expand your horizon. And when the time comes, if you have to shut down some area, then you from there collect money and settle people. You get to, that's just practical wisdom. All right? I can't give you one scripture more than go to the and down sluggard for that kind of thing. I'm just giving you wisdom from what I have observed because I have thought about these things for long. That's medical insurance thing. If people are going to work for you for a long time, please, you must do it. You just have to do it. These days, walk up to a Nigeria is starting this HMO thing. They're already having this. Join up. Arrange you register a kind of cooperative for your staff, a union, and then they register with the medical insurance scheme so that when staff get sick, you won't shut your eyes and look like a wicked person. You end up just looking like a very generous man. They say, okay, all the bills come to our company, but you've been paying over time. Those who are not sick, you're already paying for them. So those who are sick use all the money. The solution to things like that is to be prepared ahead of time. And it's good we are mentioning it now. You are building a business, please. Maybe next week again, I will talk about something on how to handle customers and staff and all of that. All right, we'll discuss some practical things about it. All right, but for now, since you asked that question, let's answer it now. If you don't have money to hire people, in fact, I first said Bishop, we did post this on long ago. Then please, is don't owe people staff in civilized countries. It's not allowed. It's not here that I say they're not billed for 2 months. That one, the first month, that's why they always lay people off. A lot of them, the first month they can't pay, they lay you off. But the best thing to do, like I said, is if you have to do that, you plan, you explain to people. You will explain. We can't. We wish we could. Now, for that reason, these are the areas we are closing. Please, people who are there, by the end of so and so month, we'll have to discontinue your employment. But from today, we'll give you time to try and balance out. One of my friends, he moved from Nigeria and went abroad. And there was a woman who worked for him for years as a nanny, taking care of the baby and taking care of the house during the day. She was getting elderly. Then one day they got up, packed, and moved to the U.S. Then one day he called me, said, Banky, I realized that I had no plan for this woman. And the thing was killing him in his heart. So I started sending me money. Every month for the next, I think, 2 years, I was paying that woman regularly as if she was still working. I was giving her then 5,000 every month. Every month. Now, she was no longer working. You know? They were now living abroad. The one that just called me said, he said, Banky, I think this is bad. This woman worked for us for years, maybe like 4 or 5 years. I don't know the exact number of years. Then one day we just disappeared. He said, no, this is not right. So the money gave me at the time finished. So I called him sometime ago. I said, this money don't finish. Yo. So there's a way I did. I said, look, there's more money that was remaining. So I gave her this Christmas. Let's look at that pass. I said, I made it appear as if he sent her Christmas present. The guy called him back later. I said, no, please, I'm very sorry. I think I forgot ya. Let us start again. Every month, send her money. he said, I think that's the least we can do. Because she's getting elderly. And she served them very faithfully. Very, very faithfully. He said, well, since I can afford it, how much is 5,000 bucks? Maybe like $35. I can do that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? All right. So it's the spirit that matters. And let God will give us. Did I answer your question anyway? All right. Thank you very much. Okay, you have another question?
For as an individual, in the course of trying to pursue your own vision, you find yourself in another vision.
Yeah, good. That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've already answered it severally. Maybe you didn't notice I was answering it.
Okay.
What he said is that from if you listen, using it, I believe you're just using that man as an example. No, give it.
Put it back on. Share you. Put it back on.
Now, if you see, what he was saying is that the man is a professor, so he did not plan, obviously, to become what he has become. So that is it possible while you're pursuing a vision, you are moved into something else? Yes, I've said that several times. That's why, you know, I kept on saying, I said something earlier, just not too long ago, that it's good to have a vision. I said, but I'm not saying that that's all that God is going to do in your life. You know, I said that. And I've said it several times, that when God gave talents to people, all right, he said, occupy till I come. He did not tell them that he was trying to make them rulers. But based upon what they did with what he gave them, they had a vision for the money, they multiplied the money, they now say, for everyone you gave me, I've earned 10 more. They now made him ruler of what? 10 cities. I remember I discussed that David only had vision for his sheep, but because of the way he protected and defended his sheep and made them multiply, God made him a shepherd over Israel. Using that as an example, his life story again will help us if I use that one here. He wanted to just help his nation develop. He was lecturing in the United States of America when they had independence. So he moved back home to come and contribute what he could in making that poor young nation, helping them develop. This whole wahala started when he left. His campus was still in one place. He left the campus to go and do like practical studies on poverty in the neighboring village, in the village nearby. That was when he discovered that people were held in bondage because they were owing half a dollar equivalent. That the women, especially for him, they were not poor because they were lazy. They were poor because they had no capital. First thing he did was to collect his students, his postgraduate students, and he started working amongst those women. First thing he did was to pay off $27 to free 50 women from bondage. He never wanted to be. Look, he said that he realized that all this book, the study, doesn't teach the practical things about poverty. So those women were a case study of poverty. It was academic work he was doing initially, while trying to help the community. It was events that led him into what... That's one of the reasons why the man... My wife was asking me yesterday. That's one of the reasons why the man doesn't hold any share in those things. Because it's not the... He's doing something, and the thing he's doing is working. He's alleviating poverty. Do you understand the point? Yes, it will happen. It will most certainly happen. It will most certainly happen. In fact, it has to happen. Warren Buffett's first company he bought, you know what they were doing? They were manufacturing cotton. Berkshire Hathaway was a material manufacturing company. Or is it material or paper? One of the two. I think it was paper. Berkshire Hathaway. When you hear of Berkshire Hathaway, a company that was worth hundreds, maybe of billions of dollars, it was a company that used to manufacture paper. But they have become something else. They own Geico, the third largest auto insurance in America. They own most of Coca-Cola. They own Gillette. And then you buy Gillette and shave. They're putting money in Warren Buffett's pocket. Do you get the point? Yeah, no, yes. That's why, you know what I said is that God gives you something to prove faithful, and from there moves into what you want to move you into. Do you get the point? Very good. Bishop. Go ahead.
Sir, please, I want to understand some things about these cuts and...
What?
Cuts, giving cuts and kickbacks.
Okay.
Settlements.
Okay.
Now, you let me paint a situation that happened, and you quoted for a contract, and one of the directors in the company asked you to build in some costs into the contract for him.
Mm.
What advice do you have for the person? Number two, the Nigerian Constitution approves a markup of, I think, 5% on goods and services. Do you think it would be wise, or do you think it's good for somebody to add more than 5%?
What do you mean by markup?
Markup is like a profit on... Not VAT.
No, I think that's supposed to cover things like their withholding tax and stuff like that.
Like,
it's not your profit, is it?
It covers both profits and all those things.
Nigerian Constitution?
Yes, sir.
I will need to talk to a lawyer because I'm not aware that you can legislate the amount of profit I make.
It's in the Constitution, sir.
Don't worry. There are 10,000 ways to bypass that if it's law you want to obey. Okay. First, work in the cost of your money that you invested at current rates. Of credit and lending, then put in your own time for running around. I charge you 100,000 naira an hour of my time. That's my prerogative. You understand that? When we finish at the end of the year, put 5%. You will find that I'm more expensive than Julius Berger. No, that one is a bit of a letter of the law. Do you understand my point? I don't know who's enforcing that. But the first one I will answer very easily. You understand? No, you see, actually, that one I would like to talk to a lawyer and get the perspective. I don't believe that you can make a law that I can only make 5% of profit on what I do. No, you can't. After all, the banks declare dividends. What is their interest rate? That CBN sets. CBN sets one criminal interest rate. And that 5%, is it per day or per hour or per month? You see what I'm saying? Because if I invest 100 million naira, no, let's just say 100,000 naira for a day, and I make a profit of 0.1%, but I make 0.1% every day for 30 days, that's 3%. I make 3% every day for 36 for 1 year, that's 36%. To an American, I'm a wizard. If you return 36%, why had it made off? Skim everybody off. He promised 20% in a year. Warren Buffett had made 20% consistently over the last few decades and became the richest man in the world. So if I give you 36% in a year, I'm a wizard. On 0.1% a day. So the 5% you're calculating for me, is it per week or per annum? It can't be per annum because you say I should borrow money from a bank at 25%. What are you talking about? See, that's very difficult to interpret like that. You get what I'm saying? But the first one I can answer you very easily. I'll give you personal advice. A man walks up to you and says that build paje. You know what they call paje? Say build something for me into the business, which is essentially, he's trying to cheat the enterprise. I'll give you a simple thing. Please, tell him you can't do it. He won't approve the business, then don't do business with them. That's the simple way I can put it. Let me tell you something about people. They know who does it, and they know who doesn't. Let me tell you how God rewards you. The day something will come and say, we want an honest man. Say, I know one guy, that one, he 1%, he no go put for anybody. It's a very, that's real corruption. It's very common. I've been in situations like that before. I wanted to buy something I saw somebody supply one place where I used to work. Let me not give details. Supply this thing for our institution so that, I said it will cost an amount of money. I said, okay. One day I'll go and tell the boss. One day they told me that the price has doubled. I said, how come now? The boss said that he should add his own joy. Of course, we never got the equipment. We never got it. The price became crazy. Do you get my point? No. You see, we have to be very careful because what people do is, we kind of extend this issue of, that's what they call real corruption. Bible says that he that doesn't love his life unto death, that's when Christianity begins to set in. Because, have you heard me preach before? I'm not saying that refuse and they will give you the job. Listen, refuse, they won't give you. I know people, business people, that don't do government business for that reason. One of our neighbors, the guys who built that UBA marble house, that's one. Now, if it's connection, those guys are connected enough. All right? The man who owns that company, you know him, he's an architect. People like that have connected enough in government to get government jobs all the time. But he doesn't. He doesn't do it. You never see him building a building and it's a government building. You know his reason? He doesn't have time for all this. 5% for this, 2% for that, 3% for this person. He doesn't have that time. So he does not do it at all. One of my friends once, he wanted to, in fact, one of his friends that was building that particular building, a bank manager around there walked up to him. So they wanted to do a culvert. I'm like, okay, fine, we'll do it for you. Give the man the cost. The man looked and said, okay, you should put this one for him. The guy collected his paper, said, I'm not going to do it again. Forget it, I'm not doing. Yeah, I'm not doing. You know, people are very wicked. A bank manager. You know how much they pay bank managers in Nigeria? They want to build culvert in front of your branch. You see, say they must put something for you. You are a wicked soul. My friend just told me, he said, Banky, look, I beg. I don't have time for that kind of nonsense. He just said, forget, I'm not doing again. I'm not doing. Now find somebody else to do it for you. I'm not doing. So you see, one has to be very careful. At the beginning, that's why it's good. You are hearing some of this and say, you set, make up your mind from the beginning. What you don't want to do and what you're not planning to do. Are you getting my point? Yes. You start it from the beginning so that you build up to that level. I think there should be a new generation of people that don't do such things. We should have that new generation. Do you understand my point? Yes, we should have that new generation. Not that you want to bid for a contract and it's supposed to be 15 million naira. By the time you're through, with your hand, you put down 35 million naira and you know that the contract is worth 15 million. I think we should not do that. And it's a good thing to start from the beginning. Say, I'm not planning to do this. All right? All right. I think I've answered the question. Okay. Any other one? Let us... Okay.